Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. I am your host, Eric Ellefson, and on this week's episode, we will be recapping the World Series as the Dodgers are the first team, or became the first team to repeat in 25 years, winning back-to-back World Series in a thrilling 7-game series over the Toronto Blue Jays. We have NFL trade deadline recap, which took place last week Tuesday, and we'll do NFL week 10 recap. We probably won't be able to do as much like college football and NBA as I would like to going forward, as I have a YouTube TV subscription, and if you haven't been following, they on October 30th they pulled their ABC and ESPN, you know, Disney owned channels and that from their programming, as they weren't able to reach a deal to keep those services on their streaming service and all that. So we'll kind of see how that goes throughout, you know, the next couple weeks and going forward. I know there was a similar situation when I first got it with MLB Network, where I had it for like, I think up until the end of that season, so like 3 years ago in 2022, and then they couldn't reach an agreement and then pulled it, and then they haven't had it since. So I'm hoping that with it being like ESPN, that'll carry a little bit more weight to like push them, you know, to reach an agreement, because of what all that carries with, like, you know, sports and, you know, all that as well. So I'll keep, you know, fingers crossed that I don't have to like keep using, kind of just watching through like, you know, streaming apps and stuff like that, websites that you can use, and just kind of following it on like the ESPN app, and then being like waiting, because it's like live, but it's usually like, oh, a play or so behind, so something happens, and then if you watch it live with the broadcast, it won't update it fully as it is happening. There's a little bit of a delay, and probably them trying to, you know, send that information and data to the app to be like, you know, so-and-so caught the pass, you know, for 23 yards, tackled by this. So I'm sure there's a whole lot of more stuff that goes into it, but kind of sets just like there's, you know, gonna be some pretty good football games, or college football. We got like number 22 Pitt at against number 9 Notre Dame on ABC at 11 a.m. I mean, I'll be at work, but like I can usually watch it during like my break as I work like 8 to 4, so by the time I'm like halfway through, you know, it's about towards the end of this first half, and all that. And then at 2:30, and we have number 11 Oklahoma at number 4 Alabama, and then number 21 Iowa at USC. Well, that's on Big Ten Network, so I'd be able to watch that. And then the night game is Texas at Georgia. And a top 10 matchup as well. So hopefully, I mean, it'd be nice, but it's, we just kind of have to roll with it as of now and see what happens. But yeah, we'll kind of pretty much do the best we can. Same with, like, I mean, college basketball just started up last week, but like they also will do some games on like FS1. You know, you have like your Big Ten networked and ACC networked and SEC networked now and all those stuff like that. So you have more, if you have like a, you know, a team and you root for that's in one of those conferences, you know, there's a good chance and live in the area, you will get that network and then be able to like watch it through that. If it's on there, if it's, if they're not like, you know, a top 25 team and facing like another top 25 team, or like they have like a, you know, a rivalry game that they'll play every year type of thing. So, yeah, getting back to the World Series. So when we last had a show, the Blue Jays were up 3-2 going back to Toronto for a game six on Halloween, which, was pretty close. I'm gonna have to look it up, because like it ended like in a double play, like it was a sharp like line drive to left field and then didn't read it back, or read it a little bit wrong, like he was way off the base and then didn't give himself enough time to get back. Yeah, game sits 3-1 Dodgers. We had like all the storm was in the third inning, so it was like, whoa, I don't know what that. But yeah, like I said, all the third inning, I don't know if I said 3-1 Dodgers, and then game seven we had a early lead from Toronto with a 3-run home run by Bo Bichette, and then the Dodgers responded with a run in the top of the fourth. So the home run was in the bottom of the third. And then Dodgers got a run in the sixth. Blue Jays responded. And then, so winning 4-2 going into the seventh. And then they had, because in the game tying home run in the ninth was by Miguel Rojas, who was kind of like snuck it over because they had their closer in the Blue Jays, Jeff Hoffman, I think was on their team. I don't think they traded for him at the deadline or signed him as a free agent. And then we went to extra innings, and then Will Smith hit the World Series winning home run on the top of the 11th, which then they held on to win 5-4. So it was definitely Toronto's for the taking. But like once, you know, the Dodgers, the count like 4-2 is not gonna really probably win that game. They needed like another run or two to kind of, you know, keep their like foot on the gas and just kind of keep the Dodgers from having no chances. As long as they kept, you know, they only scored like one run in five innings, so they weren't like rallying and scoring multiple runs, but, you know, keeping them within distance, you know, the Dodgers were like, I mean, they won it last year, and they're pretty much the same team. And, you know, they had, like, you know, a player like Rojas and then Will Smith. Will Smith is, like, the starting catcher. I don't know if Miguel Rojas is a starter. But, I mean, you know, considering they had, like, you know, Mookie Betts and Ohtani and Freeman, Teoscar Hernandez, like, a bunch of, like, pretty, that are more, like, your kind of star players, you know, for them to be the ones, like Rojas and Smith to be the ones that carried, that, you know, tied it and then hit the go-ahead, you know, winning home run kind of speaks to their team. And, you know, now they'll try and be the first team to three-peat since the Yankees in 98 to 2000. And now we're in, you know, I mean, free agency started last Thursday. Nothing really major kind of happens in free agency until we kind of get past Thanksgiving into like early December. I think the winter meetings are like that second, either the first, they might I think they've been like the second weekend in December, or like that second week, like Monday or Sunday through Tuesday type of thing. And that's time where like you might get some free agent signs, some trades, stuff like that. I think they do the Rule 5 draft later that week. But so nothing really to report on like free agency. I mean, players, I think teams will offer, you know, qualifying offer to free agents, and stuff like that. So, I mean, they can't accept that, but most of the time they do turn them down because they want to test free agency and see if they can get, you know, more money or something, maybe a more, you know, more money as well as a long-term deal, opposed to like another one-year qualifying offer. So there's that. This week has been award season. So we have Monday was Rookie of the Year, Tuesday was Manager of the Year, last night was a Cy Young, and then tonight is MVP. I think it's at like, I don't know if we have, it should be soon. It's like, I think it's around 6 local time type of thing. I think the favorites are probably, well, that nationally is definitely to be Ohtani. That's kind of the front runner for the American League. It's pretty much Kyle Raleigh, the catcher from the Seattle Mariners, or Aaron Judge of the Yankees. Judge has won it twice. Did he win it last year? I think so. And then, I mean, my vote would probably be for Raleigh, because, like, I mean, Judge has won two already, and then Raleigh set, like, records for not just a home run records for not just by a catcher, but, like, by a switch hitter. Pat breaking Johnny Bench's record by a catcher, most home runs by a catcher in a season, and then Mickey Mantle for most home runs by a switch hitter in a season. So that's be my vote. And then Ohtani's the kind of clear favorite in the National League. It's not really, I mean, the others could win, but it's probably highly unlikely. Because last night for the Cy Young, we had Tarrant Skubal from the Tigers winning the American League, repeating, winning back-to-back Cy Young Awards, which he did last year when he won the pitching triple crown. And for the National League was Paul Skenes from the Pirates in his second year in the majors after winning Rookie of the Year last year. Manager of the Year was, it was Paul Pat Murphy from the Brewers. And then I think it was, I know who it was. I think, well, it's, I don't remember. Wasn't, oh, it was the Guardians. That's it. Stefan Vogt. Vogt. He's a former player. I don't think he played for Cleveland. Maybe he did. I think he played for Oakland. He's kind of, you know, played for a bunch of teams throughout his career. And they both won last year, though both teams stunk it up in the playoffs to their own extent. And then Monday, Rookie of the Year, it was Nick Kruz from the Athletics for the American League, and then Drake Baldwin for the National League. Baldwin was a catcher, I think he plays first base as well. And then Kruz, is first base and I think corner outfield, or maybe left field, one of the two. So, and then I think tonight is also like the Hank Aaron Award. I think there's Silver Slugger. I think Relief Pitcher of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year. There might be another one or two awards, I think, that I can't think of. Because they did, like, the Gold Gloves a couple weeks ago. So on all that. So, I mean, I think, the awards are at six. So I don't think it's going to break while, recording. So there's that. And then we can go to Nets, which is the NFL trade deadline, which was, like I said, was last week. And we had, I'm trying to see if it can, that's, I'm looking for the thing that's like, here's stuff that happened as it happened. Because I don't want to get like rumors or anything like that. Oh boy. I don't. I think this will do. I'm just trying to find where it's like, oh, here's like every move that made. That got made. Because we know like the Packers, Micah Parsons trade, that was not trade deadline, that was in like late August. That was like a week, 10 days before the season started. So we had like the big one, which was the Colts trading for Sauce Gardner from the Jets. The Colts received just Sauce Gardner, and then the Jets received wide receiver and Donnie Mitchell. And then the Colts 2026 and 2027 first round picks. So that was kind of the big one. The Cowboys traded for another Jets. The Jets traded a couple players. They didn't trade wide receiver Garrett Wilson, who I think I just saw like the notification pop up like maybe an hour or so ago before I even got over here, but that they're putting him on IR, so that's like a minimum of like 4 weeks missing. So it'll take us like tonight's the start of week 11, which the Jets do play tonight against the Patriots. I think the Patriots are home, so he wouldn't be able to come back to like week 14 or 15. So the Jets traded Quinyon Williams, a D tackle, to the Cowboys, and then the Cowboys received the Jets received a defensive tackle, Mazie Smith, a 2026 second round pick and a 2027 first round pick. Seattle trade for Rashid Shaheed. Seattle gets him. New Orleans gets a fourth and fifth round pick in next year. Let's see. Jaguars trade for Jacoby Myers. And then Vegas gets a fourth and sixth round pick in next year's draft. They lost Travis Hunter to season-ending surgery. So kind of, do you have some wide receiver depth? Bears in Cleveland trading Chicago gets a defensive lineman and a 2026 seventh round pick, and Cleveland receives a sixth round pick next year. The Cowboys also got linebacker Logan Wilson from the Bengals, and they sent a 2026 seventh round pick for him. That's not. I'm trying to see. Where is. Oh, yeah, the Eagles got Jalen Phillips from the Dolphins. And they sent a third round pick in next year's draft for him. And the Eagles also traded for Jair Alexander from the Ravens, who then, I think, announced. It was definitely this week. It might have been like Tuesday or Monday that he was stepping away from the NFL for some time. So Baltimore received a sixth round pick in next year's draft for him. But, let's see, anything else? That was kind of it, because everything else happened kind of weeks before the trade deadline. So other than, the big one, yeah, was a Sauce Gardner. I mean, to the Colts, they didn't, trade Garrett Wilson, like I said. I don't know if he was injured or having some injuries before that, because you're not going to trade for him if he's, injured or anything like that. But, definitely worth the first-round picks. Because, the Jets will definitely take that. So now, because the Colts had, some injuries. And, Javarius Ward, I think, is on IR. I don't know if I think he might be back by, the end of the month or something like that. So to try and help, because, their offense is, been able to put up quite a bit of points. But kind of have a shutdown corner now to ads, and then when they have Ward back, that'll give them kind of allow them to not have to play against the number one receivers or shadow them or anything like that. And clear up space failures. And then the Cowboys are a little interesting. They use some of the draft capital they had from the Parsons trade to get him, or Quinion Mitchell's. I think, they can use and kind of help. They can pair him with Kenny Clark, who they got in that trade as well from the Packers, who, is a solid player. And kind of, because now they have two first round picks, so, they can add for edge rush. For one pitch, or use both pits on defense and kind of go from there. Because their offense has been able to score. They definitely need probably another wide receiver. Because George Pickens, I think, is there on a 1-year deal or along that line. So, would they re-sign him? That's a thing. They didn't want to re-sign Micah Parsons and then traded him. So, we'll see how that goes. Even if they do, re-sign him, maybe draft a wide receiver in the later rounds or something like that, early rounds, see how the, draft falls. And then they would definitely probably wouldn't hurt to get a running back. We'll see. Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame is, the only running back that'd probably be drafted in the first round. Unless, someone kind of made the name for themselves the last month of the season and into they're on a college football playoff team, then, and they can make it to the quarterfinals or even that'd be one round win, but that or even the semis can get a little bit more to showcase what they can do on a higher national stage than, that's something that they would do as well. But, they're just trying to, build up that defense, I guess, a little bit and try and get it, to, maybe not one of the worst to, maybe middle of the pack. But, the offense, like I said, can put up points. But, being able to, stop teams would do a lot for, the defense as well, to not have to, have long drives and all that. would be, you know, a big plus. And those are kind of like the bigger trades. Like, they're, you know, teams trying to make small moves that just, like, kind of maybe do who they have and try and get some, like, draft picks and stuff like that. And, you know, go from there. As, you know, they're not going to be, kind of know they're not contending this year or even next year, so try and get what they can. Whether that be, you know, draft picks or like draft picks and maybe a player that can kind of help a little bit right now. So yeah, that's kind of the trade deadline recap. I mean, it's the NFL, like, call it like the NBA. There isn't really major trades. I mean, we kind of see it like now, both involving the Dallas team with the Mavericks trading Luka Doncic to, you know, the Lakers, who they just, the Mavericks just fired their GM Tuesday, you know, after like fans, you know, chanting to fire him for like, you know, since that trade happened. So, you know, they have, you know, number one draft pick in Cooper Fly now. Let's see what they can do. I mean, Kyrie, I think, tore his ACL. Or had, I think it was the ACL, yeah. And, like, was that, like, April or something last year? So he might not be back till, like, All-Star game break-ish, which would also be around the trade deadline. And they have Anthony Davis, who has, like, you know, injury history of his own. So I kind of see that where it goes from here. Yeah, and then NFL week 10, I just said that we had, so like, yeah, last Thursday was Thursday Night Football, Broncos Raiders, a real doozy, 10-7 win for Denver. The Colts needed overtime and like, I think it was like 240 some yards from Jonathan Taylor and 3 touchdowns to beat Atlanta and Berlin. The Jets won their second game in a row, beating Cleveland 27-20. The Texans came back to beat the Jaguars, who I think had like, they had like a multi-score lead going into that fourth quarter. And they were starting like David Mills. So I think CJ Stroud was injured. I think, and he was announced he'll be starting again this week. The Bills lose to the Dolphins 30-13 after beating the Chiefs the week before, kind of like a 180 on themselves. The Patriots beat the Buccaneers 20-23. The Bears erased a 10-point deficit in like, it was like 6 minutes ago to beat the Giants 24-20. And then the Giants fired their head coach, Brian Daboll, on Monday. Saints beat the Panthers 17-7. Seahawks beat the Cardinals 44-22. The Lions beat the Commanders 44-22 in a rematch of their playoff game last year, which the Commanders handily beat the Lions in at home. Well, the Lions were home. The Rams beat the 49ers 42-26. The Chargers beat the Steelers 25-10. And then another not very exciting game to end week 10 of the NFL season was the Eagles winning 10-7 against the Packers. So again, nothing, not the greatest way to start and end the week. And then tonight we have the Patriots. Oh, they were at home. I was right. Hosting the Jets on Thursday Night Football. Like, two completely opposite, you know, records, with the Jets being like being 2-7, Patriots being 8-2. We have sets tonight. On Sunday, we have another international game with the Dolphins against the Commanders in Madrid at 8:30 a.m. on NFL Network. Then at noon, we have Packers Giants. Packers having lost 2 in a row to, I mean, Eagles isn't that bad. I mean, They did win the Super Bowl last year, but the week before they lost to the Panthers on like a walk-off field goal. So after being 5-1-1, they're now 5-3-1. And they host, or they play the Giants in, well, they are the New York Giants, but they play in New Jersey. So, I mean, you know, they fired their coach. Their quarterback, Jackson Dart, left the game. I think he had like concussion or he was some other injury. So he left the Bears game and Russell Wilson came in. I don't know if he's starting or if it's going to be Jameis Winston for New York. You know, what decision? I mean, for the interim coach, you know, head coach, you know, the head coach is fired and then you're thrust into be the intern coach and then your quarterback, rookie quarterback, probably isn't going to play, so now you got to figure that out. Also at noon, we have Bengals, Steelers, Chargers, Jaguars, one of the bigger noon games with Buccaneers, Bills, and then, I mean, Bears, Vikings is, I mean, it's a division game, so that, you know, raises the stakes a little bit. Texans, Titans, not really to be interesting. Panthers, Falcons. Panthers are 5-5. Falcons are 3-6. See how that, you know, plays out. And then later, like afternoon games, we have the Niners at the Arizona Cardinals at 3:05. There's another 3:05 game. Maybe not. Oh yeah. Seahawks, Rams. And then at 3:25 we have Ravens, Browns, Chiefs, Broncos, with Sunday Night Football, the Lions at the Eagles. And then week 11 wraps up with Monday Night Football, Cowboys, Raiders. So that won't be probably not, again, not the most interesting game to, you know, both start and end week 11. Well, I mean, Raiders Cowboys might be a little bit more interesting to watch, given that like, at least they both are below 500 and not like the Patriots being 8-2 playing the 2-7 Jets. Though the Jets have won two in a row, the Patriots are still 12.5 point favorites. So, you know. And then, I mean, noon, like, Packers, Giants, see how that goes. Buccaneers, Bills, obviously. Bears, Vikings. And then I think Panthers, Falcons should be kind of interesting to watch. It's the Panthers trying, like, you know, go for a playoff spot. Falcons are 3-6, so, like, they would, you know, definitely need to win this game and kind of build off that to even have like a chance, because we have like that, like playoff standings as of now is pretty weird, especially in the AFC where like if it ended today, like the Chiefs and the Ravens wouldn't be in it, with the Colts being the one seed, Denver 2, New England 3, Pittsburgh 4. And then the wild card teams of LA Chargers, Buffalo, and Jacksonville. And then the NFC, Philly is the one seed at 7-2. I mean, well, I didn't say for the AFC. The Colts, Broncos, and Patriots are all 8-2. Then NFC, we have Philly is the one. Seattle's at the two, even though they are both 7-2, and then the Rams are 7-2, but they would be the fifth seed because Seattle has, they must have the tiebreaker. So then we have Detroit as the 3, Tampa as the 4, Chicago would be the 6th seed, and then with Green Bay being the 5, and then San Francisco looking out on the outside looking in at number 8. This might be in 6-4. It's just their teams in the Seattle and the Rams are in their division and are 7-2. And I mean, and San Francisco's 3-1 in, like, you know, the division, so like half their wins are from division games. So that is very interesting how that goes. Yeah, that kind of is all really for week 10. I don't think we really had. I think the Chiefs were on a bye. I think the Cowboys were on a bye. No. Yeah, they might have been on a bye last week. Because we're on like week 11, so like pretty much I think most of the teams have had their bye. I think like the latest teams have a bye is maybe like week 14 or 13. As of now, we have an 18-week season. The team's playing 17 games. So we are like just over halfway. And, you know, we still got a ways to go. So trying to see how things shape up with another week of action. Same with college football. I mean, the college football like playoff rankings were released. The first week was last week, and then this week was week 2. Nothing changed. It's like Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Alabama are your top fours. So they would get the first round bye. And then the other eight are at large bids. So they don't have to necessarily go to conference championships, the top four seeds. That was a change from last year where the top four seeds were all conference champions. And then, you know, so that kind of throws you up for a loop. And now this year now for a different loop with how it changed. So I really hope that they can get, you know, reach an agreement with Disney and YouTube TV so I can get back to watching college football games and then college basketball, you know, NBA and all that, as, you know, the playoff push, you know, ramps up for NFL and college, and then, you know, NBA and college basketball is just, you know, started. We're like, you know, a week and a half in and all that. So, you know, we'll see what I'm able to. So I'd probably just be able to watch highlights on YouTube for those college games, like, because I'm not able to watch like some of the stuff online through websites and or the one I'm using. It's like it's full, so like you can't watch it. I guess they only let a certain amount of people in the room to watch or something like that. I don't know how it works. I guess if you pay like a subscription or something like that, you're able to watch it, even though I don't know. It's kind of weird. So, you know, it is what it is right now, and kind of see how it can go in the future and see if there's any news or anything up that within the next week for next time. But that wraps it up. And for another episode. So thank you for listening and have a good one.